wet, windy, and wild, 54 degrees.
Oh, speaking of wild.
Pass inside to John McQuaid, then to Grant House. He's got it. 3 points for Josh, Philkill. And a 30-second timeout taken by Fairview. We'll take a quick commercial break on the FPCSBA.
Look, they got bumper music and everything as well. This is something really interesting. Craig and I have been enjoying this during the break, listening to the highlights. This Tyler Danberg. Now, we're out in Goodyear, Arizona. Tim's there with Curtis Danberg this morning. And can you guys give us a little insight?
Well, first of all, number one, I think when I get back to Elyria, I'm going to have to petition the FCC to change our call letters to WDFR, Danberg Family Radio, or something. Hey, we got Tyler's highlights on the morning show. We got Curtis sitting in with us. You have to be one tremendously proud father. How cool is that?
That's an understatement.
Tell our listeners about Tyler Danberg, eighth grade, doing play-by-play. Tell our listeners about
this. Well, you've seen this for a couple of years. When you're at the ballpark, he'll be at the game, and he's in the next booth over. And, you know, with technology nowadays, it's amazing what you can do. So he had this, like, little microphone in his iPad, like, 2 years ago, and he's been, you know, calling. He's really had a love for broadcasting, certainly a passion for sports for years. And, you know, we're going through. He's an eighth grader at Lewis Mayer Middle School in Fairview, and going through that high school discussion. And, you know, he went to the teacher and said, hey, you know, what does Fairview have to offer me? I have a love for broadcasting. And long story short, the support he's gotten from, I mean, he's an eighth grader, and he's been involved in the high school technology club and taking classes from the high school teachers. And the next thing you know, he's got a MacBook with a headset, and he's broadcasting JV and varsity games for Fairview High School. And it's been exciting. They had a season record for wins for a season. So great time to be calling games for Fairview High School.
Now this is how professional Rosie and I are. We're out yesterday doing the Indians and the A's. We're driving back from Mesa, and I check in with our guy on WEOL, Jay Corrigan, and we're like, well, we got to listen to Tyler for a little while. So we put up Tyler. We're listening to him on our iPhones. And we're like, well, let's get a shout out. Now, here's two grown men driving back in a car. Tyler gives us the shout out. We're like little kids. We're high-fiving each other. We got a shout out from Tyler Danberg.
It's been fun for him. He's been doing that, and it's been creating that engagement with listeners and
getting people to listen.
And it's funny that you guys, but Rosie said, we just called a Major League Baseball game, and we're getting excited over a shout out from an eighth grader who's calling a game. But we're so proud of him. He's got such a passion for it, and you know, he's really been motivated to get after it, and he's doing everything on his own. He's loading up the bumper music and doing the ins and outs, and he's having a lot of fun with it.
He's a one-man band.
He's doing it on his own. Tim, did you hear that? He's doing it on his own. us grown men haven't even got to that point. It takes six of us to get the things
he's
on the
air. His own engineers.
Look, I got the highlights from yesterday. You know, the game was 50-49.
It was an amazing game.
As a young kid, this is the point at which Fairview, Fireland's responding, fought back to tie the game here.
And a shot from Januzzi. He's got it, and it's tied up. It's 42-all here in the fourth quarter. Luke House, shot, got it. And Luke House, he comes up and responds with a pull-up jumper from the free throw line. And you can hear the chants. He's a freshman. He is a freshman indeed. And it's stolen by the senior, Josh Philkill.
This is awesome. He's into this.
He could have had a better game to call because that game was amazing.
Here's the one.
Fairview won by a point.
And it looks like we're seeing a press. 7 seconds now. Philkill looks into Mazzaro's, the young freshman. Philkill puts it up. Going to draw a foul! They're going to call a foul! With 0.2 seconds left, the senior, Josh Philkill, and it looks like he's going to the line! He's going to go wide! Josh Philkill's going to the line! With 0.2 seconds left, 0.2 of a second!
Here, one more. This is the final call. I don't know how an eighth grader still has his voice left after this, but here we go.
Philkill, shot, and it's over! Unbelievable! Fairview got up, then they got down, and then they came back and won it. Joshville killed the hero. Fairview the hero. They're moving on. To the second round we go.
I like that. That up, cut down. Tells you right there.
It's awesome. I'm telling you, like I said, you just got to be so proud. And I mean, it was so fun to listen to that, to hear a young kid kind of living his dream as an eighth grader.
It's unbelievable. And again, kudos to the Fairview Park schools and the teachers there supporting his passion.
It's just awesome.
Well, thank you for supporting.
Go try.
I don't know if they're tuning in, but I appreciate the support. And it was fun having EOL there covering Fairview High School. I know they were excited to have that presence locally.
Awesome stuff. We may pop in another highlight or two before the morning is over, because that's fun. That's fun to listen to. But as Bruce just said, let's take a couple of minutes and talk Tribe. And as we've mentioned a few times already this week, a single game tickets go on sale Monday, Indians.com only, correct?
Yes, so this now's the time. I mean, the head start we've had is historic. So we're over 1 million tickets sold for the year. So to put that in perspective, we did not hit that mark until Memorial Day last year.
Wow.
And we haven't even put single game tickets on sale. So that head start's based on season tickets. It's based on group tickets and six packs. So that's how much demand there's been. We're up over 58% in season tickets, 50% in groups. So that's the warning sign is out there that if you want to come to a game, especially summer weekends, because of that, the lower bowl is almost sold out. So beginning this Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern, Indians.com only, I encourage everybody to get their tickets ASAP.
But certainly between now and Monday, you can do the other things that you just talked about.
Well, six packs are off the table. You can certainly get a group of 25 or more. But the only way you can get opening day right now is to get a full season package. So if you want to get a group together, there's still time. Now's the time this week to make that happen.
Just talk a little bit, Curtis, about how this fan base is now energized and how it has impacted the Indians organizationally.
You know, we saw it during that that lightning rod was really that winning streak. You know, coming off the Cavs winning the NBA championship, it was right during the time that we had that 14-game winning streak, club record, and it really kind of got people, you know, there might be something here. And obviously in October and the fever pitch of getting through the World Series, and then you sign Edwin, and you sign Boone Logan, and it's like, wow, we might have something here. So, you know, it's at an all-time high. We haven't seen this probably going back to the 90s. And we had some lean years in there. It's been a rough go, you know, bottom of the barrel in attendance. So to see us already over 1 million tickets and see hopefully we make that push for 2 million would be fun to see.
And by the way, before we get to the bottom of the hour news here, ballpark-wise, I know there were still some things going on that were going to take shape in 2017, correct?
Yeah, mostly infrastructure things, new HVAC system. We've renovated some more suites, press box getting new windows. So not a lot that's going to impact Joe Fan. What they've seen over the past 2 years is pretty much transformation of the ballpark experience with the new scoreboard and the corner bar and the whole new concession local food. So it's really become, you know, one of the best, again, one of the best facilities really in pro sports.
It's amazing. I was so fortunate and blessed to have a credential for the World Series. And just walking around, and there were a lot of Cub fans there, as everybody knows. But I ran into a lot of Chicago fans who said, this is a really cool ballpark. This is a great place to watch baseball. And I think sometimes we take Progressive Field for granted. So when you hear it from those outsiders who are coming in going, this is really a great place to watch a baseball game, that was rewarding.
And even more so now, because all these other, look at Atlanta and now Texas, they're building brand new stadiums. And that site and that ballpark is so unique that we have to maintain the integrity and what that ballpark means to the whole city and the region. And by investing in it, you know, both the city and the public, you know, with the taxpayers, you know, to invest in making sure we have another 20 years of success there at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
Good stuff. Again, you got to be a proud dad, man. It's
absolutely
awesome.
Very proud.
Bruce, you got one more to play before we get to the news?
Luke Howes is a basketball junkie, eats, sleeps, and breathes basketball, despite him playing football. Phil Kilmer steal. Grant Howes finishes easily. And now it's back to a 10-point lead for Fairview. 29-19.
Good stuff, man. I'm telling you, WDFR. I'm going to talk to the FCC, Danberg Family Radio, right here this morning. Great to have you on,
Curtis.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you. All right, Craig Bruce, we'll send it back to you for some news and a lot more to come.
Absolutely. Don't,
Goodyear,
don't forget to give him that tip. Time and score, time and score. That's what
he
you need to say.
He had it down.
He's getting better.
Absolutely.
It's all about reps.
Well, we don't know what the score is, but our time is 7:31 here at WEOL.